I had the president of a company call me one time and say, we're in a big suit. Would you come and help us as a third party facilitator? Because I taught, you know, you stand between the two people and you say, would the two of you be willing to search for a solution that is better than what either of you proposed? Oh, I don't know, I will not compromise. No, I know, it can't be a compromise, it has to be better than. Well, I don't know what it would be. I know, we don't know, you don't know, you don't know, it's between you. The logic is too compelling. They say yes. Now, the ground rule is that no one can make their point until they restate the other person's point to his or her satisfaction. That's when it hits the yogurt, the fan. The yogurt hits the fan. I test them to the limit. Just keep staying with it. He saw me do this. He said, can you come and help us? I said, you don't need me. You can do it. I'll pay you whatever you want. You don't need me. You can do it. This thing has cost us tens and tens of thousands of dollars, and it won't come up in the court for months. We could go into hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal fees. You can do it. I affirm you. You know the material. You have the book. We'll send the book to the other person. No hidden agenda. All up front. Totally honest. All you do is invite that person and tell them these two steps. And let's start listening to them first. Oh, he was timid. Called up the other president. Would you be willing to have lunch for an hour? No, no. Let's just let the legal process work itself out. Trust was tremendously shot between the two organizations. He thought they want to play softball, so I'm going to stay with hardball. No, no, let's just let the legal process work out. And he said, look, here is what I'm going to try to do. See if we can come up with a solution that is better than what either one of us proposes. And I'm going to try to listen to you until you feel deeply understood. No, no, that's just an... I'll tell you what, you bring your attorney, I won't bring mine. Because you probably are concerned that you might say something that might compromise your position in the court. Exactly. You bring your attorney and follow your attorney's counsel. I won't bring mine. He came with two flip charts to the lunch. Your position on this performance suit is, let me see if I really fully understand. You feel like we had made an upfront commitment to deliver at this particular time and this level of quality. You not only feel that, but you have documentation to that effect. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Furthermore, you feel there have been other damages because of the late delivery and the lack of quality to your brand. And that's part of the reason for including damages. Yeah, yeah. And furthermore, you feel, and went into it and wrote it all down. Do you feel like I understand? Yeah, I do, except for, and then he brought out a couple more points. Respectfully, he wrote down these other points. Would that be a fair representation? Well, I think we should... His attorney went like this to him. That's enough. Don't say any more. He turned to his attorney, and basically he said, no one could hear the language, shut up. We're going to solve this thing. You know why? I'll show you why. If we were to suck the air out of this room right now, what would happen to your interest? Now that you have air, does air motivate you? No. What motivates you? Learning. A satisfied need no longer motivates. Do you know what air is to the heart? To feel understood. No longer motivates. A satisfied need no longer motivates. He felt understood. Drained his defensive energy. They went for 1.5 hours. That's a half an hour over the agreement. They'd come up with a synergistic solution that not only saved the tremendous legal costs that were taking place, but also kept the relationship as a supplying organization. And he did it himself. In other words, that fire kept going. He learned the principles. You can practice this at home tonight with your loved ones. The moment you see any difference, just immediately say, "Good, you see it differently. Help me understand." And then after they feel understood, could I ask you to try to understand my point like you felt like I understand your point? Oh, you want me to listen more? That's fine. Would you be willing to see if we can find up with a new solution that is better? You want a vacation with your folks. We haven't seen them for 2 years on the Thanksgiving. And my folks are again around the city, and I want to go there because it's so convenient, and I only have a little time. I don't want to spend a lot of time traveling. What could we do that would be a better solution? I don't know. I mean, this is very important to me. My love for you is so great. If that is more important to you, it's more important to me. But I know that we'll spend all of our time in the travel, and we'll only have maybe only time for the Thanksgiving dinner. And you know what we might do is visit your folks, I mean my folks, maybe for 3 days at Christmas time, because you do have that time off, and my mother is ailing. I'd really like to spend that time, and then maybe I could let them know, and then go and do Thanksgiving with your family. Sounds like a great solution to me. My friends, there are so many variables in every decision that the more you get the creative energy going, other options begin to pop up, and you learn how to produce third alternatives.
This is the end of the second CD.